my reaction was it was a tough decision to make, but we consulted with the fire center. We've talked to, well, of course, Des, our fire chief, was involved, and we consulted with the regional district, of course, and they've lifted a bunch of evacuation orders around the city. So the feeling was that there was no imminent danger for the city and the residents of Williams Lake, so that we were safe to lift the alert. Then we can get back as much as we can to normal.
And why was it a tough decision to make?
Because I want to be sure that our community is safe. I just didn't want to jump the gun and bring people back and then have to do this again. We probably, with all the information we had, we probably could have lifted the alert a few days ago, but we wanted to wait and see what happened over the weekend, and you saw that we had that bit of a storm come in. If that had affected the city, then we would have moved things forward, but or ahead to a different date. But because it hadn't affected the city and there was nothing new happened, we felt it was time to lift it and let people try and get back to normal.
And then I know a lot of your colleagues and counselors, they were mentioning how they're really proud of the community. Can you say the same?
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. Not only the way they pulled together after they come home, the ones that are here helping and the ones that were evacuated and came home and they immediately went up to the Resilience Center and helped volunteer there, but also in leaving the city, it was something to see the time it took for people to get out of town and whatnot. And well, I know that it took me an hour to get from my house to the fire hall through the traffic and whatnot. So people were really patient. There was no accidents. I'm really proud of our community and being careful and making sure there was nothing serious happened.
And as it was mentioned, despite the order or the alert being lifted, that cautiousness still has to continue.
Sure, you can't go into any of our parks other than the two that are irrigated. We have two parks, the Kiwanis Park and the Botanio Park, that are irrigated, so we still allow use in there. But you can't go to Scout Island, you can't go to the River Valley. Well, the rural areas, you can't go out anywhere, out in the bush anywhere, so... No, be careful, and honestly, if you see somebody dropping a cigarette, stomp on it and stomp on them, because it's not acceptable.
And then moving forward, you had mentioned a lot of work for us to do. What kind of work?
Well, in supporting the people outlying areas, we were fortunate. We had no fires in the city boundaries, but a lot of our neighbors did, and there's going to be job losses. There's tourism operators that have lost their businesses. There's a whole lot of trees that got burnt out there. 50% of the regional district is burnt up. So there's going to be a lot of work to pull everybody together and make sure we all survive this. Some of it's already started. Some of the ranchers apparently have, the provincial government has got programs in place, and they're already starting to repair the fences that were burnt down. Those ranchers have got cows out in the field, or supposedly out in grazing for the summer. They've got to get them back into the fall, but they've got to have fences to hold them when they get there. So there's a whole lot of burnt fences that need to be replaced. I understand they're going to make sure that the roads are done first, so that the cattle don't get out onto the roads and whatnot. But a lot of those ranchers also lost all their hay. They have no grazing for their cows, plus their hay they had already put up for the winter got burnt. So there's a whole lot of work that has to be done by all of us to help our neighbors as much as we can.
And then it was mentioned how the city is going to write a letter to communities, compile a list of the communities and thank them. Why is that so important?
Oh, well, when you think of how Kamloops and Prince George and Quesnel looked after our evacuees, there's nothing but good to say about how they were treated as evacuees so we've got to thank them. We've got to thank them. We can't not thank them.
And then the last question I had for you, there's going to be a welcome home and a thank you party coming up on Saturday. Are you going to take part in it?
For sure, for sure. See as many people as we can. Apparently there's a bigger one scheduled for the end of September. So and it's going to be a fundraiser as well. So there's some people working on that already. So they thought they would they wanted to have it earlier, but they thought it would be better to wait until the kids were back in school and all that kind of stuff so that we could really do a welcome home party and we'd have a little better handle on exactly what may be needed so that we can help those in need. So, yeah, so that'll be a big fundraiser as well.